morning.
Good morning.
You all know how I love miracles. And so this morning I'm going to talk some more about miracles and would like to contemplate this statement by Stuart Wilde from his book entitled Miracles. He says, miracles are not logical. So the last thing you need is logical advice from the mind. When such advice is given, acknowledge the mind, thank it, and say, I do not accept any energy that is contrary to the unlimited power that lies within me. Then press on. The universal law, or living spirit, is unlimited. This force is within you, therefore you are unlimited. So beyond all thought-taking, there is God, there is power, there is all. Miracles are not a gift from God to be yearned for and experienced only once in a while. They are a part of what you are, which is God. A part of what you are. How marvelous to think upon this. This means that right here and right now, our natural expression is constant flow, peace, harmony, projecting our creative vision into unstoppable and guaranteed manifestation. That we may choose right here and now to live in the high vibration of the miraculous all the time. That in fact, the more we consciously release and step out of the seduction of mass race mind boundary setting, the more we experience the boundless, magnanimous power of the unlimited self that we are. The more we can instantaneously notice, bless, and release our mental boundaries as we meet them, or we discover them in our pursuits or quests for fulfillment. Step beyond in mind, as it were, the more we experience the bountiful life. Now, so many times when I have realized or recognized it's only a thought holding me up, when I have seen it and released it, I have experienced such a bountiful inrush of God, as if my good had been waiting and waiting for me to give it the go-ahead. For instance, I've been working on a certain creative idea and felt stuck. Nothing was flowing. A friend just said to me casually, "We'll see the thing done." And something clicked. Up until then, I had not been envisioning the completion, not feeling it, which is a key element in releasing your unlimited power into your experience. At any rate, after this, I woke up the next day, and every right idea flowed into my mind, and the thing was done with ease. And so, too, this weekend, I had been searching for a certain type of paint, which is exclusive, and all my New York suppliers had run out. So I'm in Delaware, shopping, thinking, okay, I'm unlimited, and I live in a vast and unlimited resource. So I know God within me shall become this paint. And sure enough, I encountered within two tries a larger store than any in New York, with a more complete supply than I've ever seen, and I bought the whole supply out right then and there. So this happens over and over again, and that's God for you, and that's us. So let us go within now. To that perfect point where all of God is, and where all of our vast resources radiate into being, where the wide breadth of our good ever awaits our call to come forth and express. And let us say within, I recognize that I am a part of an unlimited eternal supply of good. And I always exist in the high awareness of that boundless bounty that I am. I never give up on my God self that I am. Yet I see my good as complete and fulfilled right here and right now. I move in that dimension of unlimited freedom and power, and I always give thanks for the great supply that is divine, that is mine, and is ever taking the forms of all my needs. And so it is.